Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
With me today is Eleanor Stevenson from Henderson Greetings, and we are going to talk about one of almost everyone's favorite time of year, Christmas. Good day, Eleanor.
Oh, hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for your time. You are in one of the best businesses, I should say, in the world, Christmas.
Oh, thank you. I do agree. We get to celebrate all of the seasons throughout the year, and Christmas is certainly the one that gets the most excitement. So, yeah, it's a wonderful job to be in.
And every Christmas, I remember as a young child, we would always receive dozens and dozens of cards through the post. And, you know, you'd have them decorated around your house or around your tree, and you would see who'd sent you, like in our case, greetings from all around the world, isn't it?
Yes, it does. And it's interesting, actually, greeting cards do play a role in helping to create that festive spirit around the house, don't they? And when the first one starts to roll in, you do start to get quite excited about the weeks ahead and Christmas time with the family and loved ones.
And this is when I was a child, I also remember that when we had those photos printed out, and it was really a fad to have your family taken, a portrait, or, you know, like a favorite photo of you, and on the side says, season's greetings.
Well, I don't know. You don't see too many of those these days, but the ones that you do often, people are having a little bit of fun with them, and, you know, dressing the same way or putting on the funny jumpers, and it's good. And I mean, it's the wonderful thing for the industry is that it's still about nearly half of the population that are giving greeting cards, and the people that were sending them last year are planning on sending even more this year. So I think generally people are turning back to taking the time to touch base and send people a little card to let them know they're thinking of them during a really busy time throughout the year. They don't get to do that so much. So
yes.
It's really nice.
Well, there's a research that says that 67% of Australians feel really loved and appreciated when they receive a greeting card.
They do. And actually, this is really wonderful information that we found through the Australia Post research. And the good thing about it is, currently there's so many people in Australia that are suffering from mental health issues, and just the simple act of receiving a card and in the mail, we know that gives them a really nice surprise, and we know now that it really does make them feel loved and appreciated, and it just, you know, it's a really lovely industry to be a part of, and to know that that actually you can make a little difference in someone's day, especially if they're not feeling fantastic.
Yes, and a lot of people would think that the digital age, I would have thought that most people would send e-greeting, but Australia Post found that only 36% of people did that?
Yeah, which is interesting, actually. I think a few years ago when they first started becoming available, I think there was general belief that maybe they would take over. But at the end of the day, I think people really still want to feel and display and be able to keep as a keepsake a card. And the other thing that the research found is that most people don't see an SMS or a message as meaningful as a real card. So I would imagine that maybe it's a convenient option for some, but on the whole, people are still using traditional cards, which is wonderful.
There's something special about a card. As a child, I remember my mom would go through and she would read through every one of them in the shops and find one suitable for the person she was sending it to, isn't it?
They do. Well, people do. I mean, it's a really, the card really says a lot about the sender, and it says a lot about the receiver. And someone generally will take a lot of time to select the right design, the right verse, and the person that receives that card knows that. So that makes it extra special as well.
And in Australia, I know that there is this very unique tradition among primary school kids, which is very beautiful because at a young age, they learn to give personalized greetings, isn't it, as well?
They do. It is lovely. And it starts, you know, it even starts sometimes down in daycare and kinder. And it's nice. It's teaching these kids to be grateful for their friends and, you know, kind to their friends as well at a really young age, which is nice.
And it's refreshing to know that they would take time to write each name of their classmates to greet them a Merry Christmas. It's not just...
I know, it's lovely.
And put a little, you know, token there with a sticky tape. And that also gets you into the spirit of Christmas, the festive spirit, isn't it?
It really does. It really does. It helps get into the festive spirit. It helps make your house look beautiful with, you know, lovely glittery cards up on display. And yeah, it is. It's all part of this special time of the year.
And more importantly, that personalized greeting might mean the world to someone who is undergoing something very sad or is feeling alone. You know, it could just warm someone's heart.
Well, you're right. It really does. It really does. And I think, you know, this time of the year more than ever is when people need that. So, yeah. You're right.
Thank you very much, Eileen Stevenson, and have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for having me.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.